You have the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkufa, and it says, and Rashi says, and that's why he went together with Yeshua. So Gemara says over here that the Gemara in Sefer says that Oisus Shabbos view Zugi Hoya. In other words, it's like when you have two people together running something, so you have over here also Moshe and Yeshua overlapping. The Pashto Shad is, I mean, okay, Moshe's scoop is winding down, now Yeshua is starting up. Al Fidera Hateva, when you have people who are, when somebody takes over somebody else, it's a Teva's run that there's some sort of overlapping to help teach him and so on. Al Fidera Hateva, there's a sensible thing like that. Lemaisa, what's hard to understand over here, it says on the one hand that Moshe Rabbeinu Lenafleichoi and so on, that Moshe Rabbeinu, for the last day, was as strong as ever. And both of them were being led by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu Tkufa finish and Yeshua stop? Why not the shop? Why not he finishes and he stops? Why it says, Ein Malchus Neigas Malchus Chaver T'Kemal Enima. There's no such thing as really overlapping. But here, Chazal say it was Yuzuvi. And the Gemara over there by David HaMelech says, that there is no overlapping. When one Malchus finishes, the other Malchus starts. So over here, Moshe and Yeshua, it's different. Moshe and Yeshua is some sort of overlapping seen as being necessary, or there's some sort of hanhag over here that's called overlapping. And that's a nekuda we'd want to think about. We have further on an apostic over here that is one of the strange tzukim that seem to question the idea of Yitzhak and Zechira, and it says that the Remasha Moshe Hinecha Shechem Ha'osecha Bikom Ha'om Azeh V'zana Achal Hinecha Aret Ashubosham Bekirboi, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu tells him that Klai Yisrael will do Aver. We're trying to speak about this a lot, Ma'erech, and that's not the point so much I want to make here. But the Gemara over here in Sanhedrin has the following dialogue. It says that the Minim asked, says the Romaim, Sholu Romaim as a Bishr Bechananya, Minayim as a Kishbrochu Mechayim Eitzim, V'yodea Mashasavir. How do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Eitzim, and he knows what's going to be? Amlo Tavai Min HaMikra Zeh. Shnei Mariyam HaShem HaMoshin Chashek HaMasecho Ukam HaOm HaZeh V'Zana. So, two things. It says, Hin Chashek HaZim HaVaisecho V'Kam. So, the Gemara is dashing the word V'Kam on both ends. So first of all, as if it says in the pasuk, if I yimash amayta hin chashrechem v'asecha v'kam, and he's putting the etnachta there, you're going to die and come up and be mitchai again. So that's how we know that Shbaruch was mitchai meisim. Then that's the pasuk. You have to become omer zevizana. The dilm of become omer zevizana. Maybe just that. Amaru nekutu miyav palim nedaychus. You did not say at least half of what you said. It will know. If the name of Yechon Shem Shem Yechoi, the name of the Shem Yechoi, the name of the Shem Yechoi, the Shem Yechoi, the Shem Yechoi, the Shem Yechoi, the Shem Yechoi. That's the Gemara over here. Lemaisa, it's the essence question of the Romans, and the Gemara is bringing it as a Shaila, and then the Gemara brings it, Shem Yechoi, Yechon Shem Yechoi, is not even a Shaila of the Romans, is asking a trial of two things, and answer it with one process. The third is two and Yanim have very little to do with each other. One is a trial, I mean, each one could have stood on its own as an ikr without the other. Chiyas HaMesim is one of the ikrim. The Akash Brokos Yidea Tafsidus somehow fits into, I guess, being a Kol Yachol or Yidea Kol or not having Gvulas. They don't have anything to do with each other, and why phrase it as a question? Before you even get to the pasuk, it's phrasing it as a question. How do you know that the frog is this and this? Why would you lump these two things together? You have a question, similarly, Chris. So we say that for each chicken, how do you know there's a God? How do you know there's one? How do you know he's not a bangkul from the chulu? The lumping it together seems, in the question seems that there's something here, it's one nekuda, really. And the Gemara, the way Gemara wants dashnit, and when the Romans slugged him up, it means he couldn't prove it to them, but he certainly learned the pasuk over here as being both things. He learned the pasuk to come on but on both ways. The Gemara says in Yuma, there are five sukkim in the Torah that don't have a hechreya, meaning from the pasuk itself, you could not possibly, we don't have clarity in the pasuk which one it is. So this is obviously, without the time, so he speaks about the time, and our time obviously takes a stand on it. But the Gemara says that these sukim are the essence of sukim in Orechreya, Shukadim, by Gvim Shukadim, and Faith, and five sukim that you could dash in both ways. This pasuk, some of them are ambiguous, Rundik. Is not even so ambiguous. So Hincha Shtetim Rosecha Vekam, and then the second half of the Ha'oma Zevezana would be very, very cut pasuk. Certainly, one would read it the way we have it in the Shrap. But upon the Gemara calls it in Lechreya. Here we see that in this Ein Lechreya is that. In the overlap, we learned both of them. Usually, you would learn one or the other, and being that we're not sure which one it is, we could only learn one or the other, and then maybe we wouldn't know either one, because maybe zil hachika itchi. Each time we try to say, maybe we read it like this, and it's a right this way, don't let them answer back. No, maybe the pasuk says, no service has come. So one of the two, but you wouldn't know which one it is. In the Ein Lechreya over here, it seems as if Chazal Dafka learned both because it's Ein Lechreya. So this is the pasuk of Hatchila was trying to tell you both of them because of Lechreya. So not only is the pshat that the question is strange, that he included both things for no logical reason, but understanding the prayer, that the prayer wrote it up for that reason, is strange. And especially since there's no reason in the world that you think I'm going to have it. I could have told you're going to die and you're going to have Kriyas HaMeisim. So, Kriyas HaMeisim. And then saying, how are you supposed to do Azeiris and so on. So, why would these two things be dumped together in one pasuk? To Ki'ilu sharing one pasuk to teach me two Inyanim, there's really no shaykhus or whatever, there's no reason to put them both here. Neither of them especially belong here. Maybe Rosh Rabbeinu Kriyas HaMeisim, but certainly no reason to put the idea in this pasuk. Those are the kudos here that we would like to be malavin a little bit. It's especially since this is the final interaction in Rosh Rabbeinu Kriyas HaMeisim, the final Giburim back and forth, it's something that is requires that. In a certain sense, also, what did Moshe Rabbeinu give them? In other words, what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them as an antidote? He said, "I know that as soon as I die, you're going to be over the Zara. So, bad things will happen." So the Shir is Pasha, the Shir Hazinu, and this is going to be happening to you, and that will keep you in good shape. We have the whole Teichacha that we just passed by. We learned the Teichacha Kisavoy that tells us if you do this, this will happen, this will happen. When we were doing the Kinnis, we had this is because of this, this because of this. We go through the whole Teichacha, the things that happen. If a person is not smart enough to figure out from the Teichacha, then how in the world is Hazinu, which is really harder in many ways. The Teichacha is quite blunt, the Teichacha quite says, it gives a very clear idea of what happened. The Shir Hazinu is going to be much more obfuscated. It's really very, very unclear. So that's going to do the trick. It's the Chukaisai and Kisabi didn't do the trick. That's going to do the trick. Let's try and understand a little bit this Indian over here. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Nimloch. One of the fundamental beliefs is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mughal by Isman, and the name Havaya is Hayahayavadiyya. And we understand in the following way. We understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's obvious. That's Hoyver. We understand, not like Aristotle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always around, as opposed to Aristotle, where the world is Kadman, and it's an issue with, that's an issue of Amunah. That's the second point. So we understand those two Halakim of Havaya as coming in contrast with Kfira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. So, first of all, what does that mean? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Messias is such that it didn't mean anything to come into being, hard to understand how it would disappear. And what are we referring to? The Avar, we're referring to a certain event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there before the world, and he brought the world to being. The Asid is just, we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there forever. What are we saying when we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Asidah? And Tchiyas HaMeisim, as such, is something which, we've spoken about it times before, seems to us, okay, if it's true, it's true. So it's true, and it's an event that will happen. As far as satisfying the concept of Gemul, Gehenim, Gan Eden, Elam HaNeshamis is more than sufficient for that. The Olam Hamas without Tchiyas HaMeisim is something that fulfills all the requirements of understanding Kavayish. And Tchiyas HaMeisim is a very peculiar type of Indian. It's something that is it's a type of char, but if a person believes in char, if a person comes along and he says he believes in char vainish, but when it says there's a phrase, the yust is not a real fish, it's this, it's that, the details of it is not something that we determine ikre emuna. The way we understand this transformation seems to be simply a type of char, a good char, a char, but it's also, it's a detail of something. It's like all the details of Chazal about the Tchar. If somebody has Ram Chazal that says, you know, Kol HaNeviim LeNisnabu Ela Lech, the whole list of it. And, but this, I am the Rosh HaZorah. If somebody has a trouble, there's problems with Chazal. The problem is with Emunah Chazal. It's not a problem of Ikri Adas. It's a problem with Emunah Chachamim. But it's not a problem with Ikri Adas. Why should the Mishnah something that the Mishnah lists. The Mishnah wants to list somebody to possess that. So we need to understand that the concept of asur, the concept of what asidus is very different than we envision it. Even in the world that we have the chira and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scope is above man, which means that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, the Hashkacha Shabbat, the Maisa Bairi Shabbat, extends forever. And it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bairi forever. The Yedea Sasidus is not simply like a kind of power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to know Asidus. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shulchan is now on Lasid Lavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shulit on Lasid Lavi now. And Lasid Lavi is another dimension of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When he created man, it's a way, in other words, I created the clay, and I created the amount of time it takes for clay to set. And I created the setting of the clay in that amount of time. Asidus is the ultimate hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there are some things that are kitikunai as they are, and there are some things that become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to become with man. That's the Bria. Just like the Bria, no one's going to ask, what do you have, the atoms, the molecules, this, that. It's all about Hashem. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that. He wanted atoms, molecules, and so on, forming a person. They form chains and so on. The Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria is part of the Bria. When I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Chayiv the year, it means that his Ratan is the other Chayiv and us together. What for us is a dimension of time, where each step of the way may be yes, may be not. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all part of his Bria. So Lamashal, let's take something our understanding. A person deals with another person, and the person is a big chaos, psychologist, some sort, and so on. And he knows, I have to get the person upset now. I have to get the person to do this. Eventually he's going to do this, and then this is going to happen, and finally it's there. So this whole process, it's not every minute something else happens. It's a mahalach that time is one of its dimensions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of the Bria is a hanhaga where time is also part of the dimensions of hanhaga. So when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hoya Chayiv of the year, it's not three different things. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to always been around. Secondly, he still is around. And third of all, he will be around. It's one shem, Yutivavke. It means that included in the Messias, Havayah means Messias, included in the Messias, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it includes Zman within it, which means that the Bria includes in itself Zman, and that's what the Bria looks like. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea of the Asidus is not just a power of some sort, a belief, a lack of limitation. We're not talking about Yidia in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu happening to know what the newspaper headlines are going to be for the next 100 years. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the Asidus into account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha is, just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings some sort of hanhaga to bear on me, whether it's an easy hanhaga or a difficult hanhaga, I see it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalgal things to move in a certain direction, and many of those processes are through time for Hasidus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's idea for Hasidus is that it's part of his hanhaga klolis. Tchias HaMeisim is not only chav einish. The reason why it has to be with a guf is because it is the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmuteinu. And Adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmuteinu could have been done without man, and it could be done with man. And that's where the Bechira comes in. But once a person shows which way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving him in a certain direction to bring about the nasa Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Nothing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a batala, and the Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, is that which brings about Adam as it should be. Because there was a rotten kadum that the crown of the Bria, the tachas of the Bria, be Surat Adam, and it's happening through Zman. That is the way it's happening. Through Asidus. So Tchias HaMeisim and Asidus, and Yediyas Asidus is one thing. The Yediyas Asidus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing about the Tachas HaBriyah through Asidus, and that's true by through Hashgacha, and the end result is Tchias HaMeisim. So, Moshe Rabbeinu Tanhaga. Moshe Rabbeinu Tanhaga of having of the Yom Achon of Moshe Rabbeinu, and let's understand where this point comes in for the Zman. In the Zman that things are happening, when they're happening through Zman, being that we are limited, we see no hashgacha in that period of time. We don't see hashgacha because it's just like a two-dimensional being doesn't see an oimek, a three-dimensional. There's no such. I mean, he can't perceive it. We who are within Zman, this type of hashgacha, we have no shaykhah to. And that means that from the period that things started moving to the time when it's realized, we have no shaykhah to. That's the shot over here in the V'chora. What will happen is, V'yim HaShem al Moshe, Hin chashreichi v'am b'yisecha v'kom oma zebezana. What was needed to be able to be mamshich, what was needed in order to be able for that anhaga to show how that anhaga happened was the overlapping of Moshe Rabbeinu's anhaga to Yeshua. In other words, the understanding that Yeshua's anhaga is really a yad arich of Moshe. It would be a hefsek. Then there's Moshe's Hanhaga and Yeshua's Hanhaga. In a certain sense, that's true. A malchus megas mal chaver kumolinima. That's in a certain sense. But in a panimistic sense, the Hanhaga of Yeshua, when you're looking at it in the long perspective, where Zman really is just another dimension of something, so it's the same. Moshe, specifically, needed to be duzugi with Yeshua, needed that overlapping so that it become understood as one and haga. The lack of a chreya tells me it's awesome. The lack of a chreya of the pasuk tells me, look at it in one way, the pasuk is the idea of Hasidus. And look at another way, it's a Tchias HaMeisim. It's one and the same. The idea is, Tchias HaMeisim is not something that, we say it in the Emunah, Kishiyala Rasa Avarayisi. That's how we'll perceive it. One day there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. We see nothing in the way of Pierce Mason beginning to happen. The dead stay dead. There's nothing, and more living people die. That's all. That's what we see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pierce Mason, like we spoke a few times, the Nemon Atalachis Mason, there's a Kav that's Minshas now. And in the Yadir's Hasidus line, Pierce Mason is the Tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now has for that. It says that, Shitra says it, and quoted by Sfatemis and so on, that that itself is, in other words, their gum is that they can feel that there's a maskeh out of kirby, that I could do bad enough to chase him out. And that's a pshat. That's something where it's means that I was menachik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have the ability, that my bechira could shut out his idea, so to speak. That's an avera. The shira is very different. It's written very, very different than the teichacha. We asked about the teichacha and what is the shira afterwards. Sahakol, the Tekka is a lot more detailed with all terrible things that will happen, very, very detailed discovery. The Shira is kind of very, very vague. What's the Maila of the Shira? The Tera says, the Shira is written, the thread of Hazino is the Sheresh developing into the Asif. It's Bina Shreis Dervador. In other words, the whole Shira is, this is what happened, and then this is what happened, and this happens, and this happens. It's a whole. It's the Hemshach Adver. It's fascinating. There's no cadence in giving the aliyahs in the Torah are random, pretty much. There are hundreds and hundreds of different aliyahs. Hazinu is something that there's a cadence, and Hazidloch is there's a cadence where to stop. And the answer is because since the whole purpose of Hazino is to show the rest of it, if you break it in the wrong place, you lose out. It's like when you have a necklace. If you take out the pieces where they snap together, you can snap them together. If you break a piece, you have no more necklace. Every pasuk stands by itself. Every pasuk stands by itself. Every stuma, every sukha, even sukkim, they scan themselves because they don't have, they have a connection with the other one, but there's not, so you lose the connection. It's not being oiked the teichon of the pasha. Over here, since the hemshech is what is there, so there's carefully prescribed places where you can open the necklace and be able to snap it back again. So al kapanim, the answer of this shira is, if a person ever imagines that there's a messias of becoming void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. We were able to snap the chain and it's finished. It's over with. But as I said, the Shira includes that in the chain. That's the Shira, and that's the Hemshach Hazino. That's true by Kaiso. And it's we're talking about Chayisol in the broadest scope of Ashkoch and so on. It certainly is true in terms of a person himself. And let's understand Dinaskimina. It says Kolas Kolas Kashis. That every time a person starts something, it's Kashis. Yesh Me'ayin is the true Yesh Me'ayin is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for us, the more something is yesh me'ayin, the longer we've been away from something, the harder it is to stop. Anytime you have to stop, it's a problem. And it falls under the klal of kolas kolas kashis. In the world of hate, when the reason we have a problem tackling really big and difficult issues that we've become enmeshed in, or we've just not performing, is, so if I haven't done this, then forget it. And a person in general can say to themselves, yeah, I'm not much, and I can't pull myself, not going to be much, and that's it. That's a person's attitude. And it's something which is, in a certain sense, a mania to it. When a person piles on how bad he is, and how terrible he is, and how this and that, so on and so forth, the person is many times excusing himself. It's ironic. Now, when a person gives himself very, very heavy mussar, then it does follow the person is excusing himself. So another way to excuse himself, the brain is incredibly brilliant at finding excuses. The one extreme is it's not a beira. The second one is such a bad beira that I have no chelik and there's no mocha for tshuva and shalom al yisrael. One way or another, that's not going to do it, it's not me, it's not me, so on and so forth. The pasuk tells you that no matter where you are, Ein Elokai B'Kirbi is wrong. It's an avera in its own right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyas Hashidus means that there is no Gilgal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really felt the muscle, it says, Vayifan Kribe Kribe Yachin Eishon Ish, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed him because nobody good is going to come out of him. Nothing good will come out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that a person is not going anywhere, then he wouldn't be going anywhere. It's not a question. The idea is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu happens to know. It's not information. The idea in Hashkach is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving things towards realizing a tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. And the question is, So if something has no tachlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bechira is not an end unto itself. Well, I gave this guy bechira 20 years ago when he was born, and I'm stuck with the decision, and for the next, who knows how many years, the next 100 years, I'm stuck with that decision. That's not, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, the idea of Hashkutus means that he's bringing everything to tachlis. Bechira is a tool to get things to a certain tachlis. So to be able to say that Ein Elokai B'Kirbi at any moment is really, really based on our Emunah Ikris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedeas Hasidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving me right through the Mahalach of Hasidus, through the Mahalach of Zman. That's what this world is doing. He's creating this influence on me, he's creating this pressure on me, he's creating this design, he's creating this CUI, and so on. What the Chesed says beyond. But one thing is clear, it's a Chesed, on and on and on. That's what he's telling you. The Tashas Hazina, which is in a Torah called Shira, and Hazina is called Shira, it's telling us that the dimension of man, that if there's any Nikud of man that I exist in, it means that I exist in the Asid as well. And that's where it's headed to. It's a very, very different environment than if a person is kind of stuck and feels it's all my bechira and that's it. Says the Sfarim, Hashem, listen, it's the same Shem Havaya. What does it mean with Hashem? It may not be a different Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can understand that. There's a name like this, there's a name like this, so one is for this, one for that. It's telling me, like we said, the Havaya Lifnechet and the Havaya La'acharchet means there's the same Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving things. It might require, it's like when a person has, say, we have Ayil Masholem, the same GPS will get you to the destination. The question is if you blunch it, you have to reroute it. But it's always homed on the destination. It's always getting you there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shem Havaya. It's a steer to the Shem Havaya if it would be possible to take a long turn and not go anywhere. Even those in Yanim that it says that Einam Chesom Havim, and so on, it says, Doshu Shumos, There's something there. There's something there that will come to tikkun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing around for nothing. And if a person's, and if a even Kreve Kreve Yashom Ishta, if there would be no purpose for the person's existence, he wouldn't exist. That's actually itself. So when a person approaches their kippah, when a person looks at himself, the person first needs to understand that the same havaya that he was cognizant of before the chet, and the same havaya that he's going to see at the end of the tunnel is there now. Yes, he feels in our tayvichevi, but a kashrochu, if I'm here, then he's here. There's no mistake. I would not be here if he were not here. And if he were not here, it means that there's no purpose. There's no ticking for me. I'm not going anywhere. That would be a positive disaster. The emunah of Hashem, yes, I am aware of Yutivavke before the chet, and after I'm a Sal for Achmas, at first session, I'm aware of another Havaya. But in the middle, there's a long thread of Havaya to Havaya that's the same, but I'm just oblivious to it. The idea of Tzatzidus and the Tchiyat HaMesim is one of the same things. Tchiyat HaMesim means bringing everything back to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, and to the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. That's Tchiyat HaMesim. When everything in the Bria takes the spirit of the turning spark. He allowed for Bechira, he allowed us to choose the route, but he's the one who created the Bria as a Bria, and we chose the route. The Mahalach in the middle, the final become, some of the Mepharshim are Medayik. They ask for the Shaila, and they Medayik why the Gemara wanted to learn, that the Kum is on the early part of the Pasuk, instead of the natural split of the Pasuk to become on the Zana. Because the Kum is usually a positive term. It means something, by Yakum Asada, it's something which it usually denotes a very, very, very positive event. So if it would be gone, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mason, that become is positive. Become on the Zana would be against the natural the natural type of become. The way we're explaining it, by darshing the pasuk of Ein Lefreya, then the become, if become means that Moshe Rabbeinu comes up again. And I want to tie something into this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu as a person, with his tzitzkis and godless and everything about Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Lakim, is not something that the Torah writes about. Because that's Moshe's sefer. That's sefer called Moshe Rabbeinu, see Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to do with me. The Moshe Rabbeinu that Torah writes about is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe Lakam Navi, it's Moshe who's the Goyal, it's Moshe Rabbeinu applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Moshe said, Rabbeinu Sissacha. I don't have an excuse other than that, and so on. The Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah is the Moshe Rabbeinu Chayisha. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is the Kum, if the Torah is Mitzayin Moshe Rabbeinu's Kum, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Tchiyat HaMesim, it means as the Manig of Chayisha. And the Torah says that the Kum shares the become the Zana Om. The realization of Klal Yisrael, of Moshe Rabbeinu being Mani Klal Yisrael in Lots of Lovely, the Tchias HaMesim Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael goes through the Zana. It's also Mahalach. Hazino includes itself. Before it gets to the end, it includes itself a detour. That's what the Pasuk is telling. So Klal Yisrael's Tkuma and Moshe Rabbeinu's Tkuma, it means that once we understand that, we'll understand that we can share the become with the Zana. La'acha ma'isa, we're able to understand Ma'freya where it was. And that's all the marks of Shiva Me'avah and Ma'afrik is clear. In other words, it's a realization that sometimes a detail with a lot of tough bumps in the road, a lot of rough rides, brought me back to where I should have been. It's true in the sweep of time called history, and this is the parasha. It's true that the parasha is always comes out either Tav Shuva the Shabbos of the Shaykh and Kippa. And the understanding for a person's head is a person needs to understand himself that if he exists, then his life has a mahalo to bring him to a Kriyas HaMeisim, to bring out the person that he is. And even understanding that, it's very hard to keep declaring bankruptcy and trying to rebuild a business. Nobody's stamina goes more than 3, 4, 5 times. And as you go through and ship will become more jaded. But if a person has a more honest look at himself, and if a person has enough sense to be able to understand what he did wrong and where he wants to move differently, then that itself is part of the come. If a person understands that the come of the zana is the same as the come of Hina Shekhan Rasekha of the come, that sometimes the roughness of where the person went through becomes a sphere, then the person holds on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter where. And when a person feels that there's a lakim bekirbi, then he has the courage, he has the cheshek that's needed to keep moving forward. So we should be ready to hold on to that piece and that understanding that whatever it is that the person needs to change and do and so on, it's part of the mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah exists even if he can't see them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah leads to that person's rebirth and forgiveness.
The role of the bumpy road or the avera, that even that despite the avera that people or whatever that we do, that Hashem's still with us.
And understanding that it's whatever it is, it's a piece on that road. That's my hollow.
Mary mentioned that the idea of Hasidus or whatever is almost predestined that the avera will happen.
Unless we just say in the halach, sometimes a halach is still a rough road, and then do a lot of bumps. The person chooses the road, but then they're different options, different halachs.